Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports, and we'll start off with football. That's right. College football got underway, we'll start it off talking about that big, bad Ohio State team. C.J. Stroud threw four touchdown passes as Ohio State defeated Minnesota yesterday, 45-31. In that game against Ohio State, Minnesota's Muhammad Ibrahim suffered a terrible, terrible injury. The running back appears now to be done for the season. North Carolina State rolled past the University of South Florida 45-0. Number 22, Coastal Carolina, blew out the Citadel 52-14. And already early in the season, Boise State's cornerback Tyrell LaBeouf made a huge play against Central Florida, running back an interception 100 yards. Not too bad, not too shabby. How about this? The Mets edged the Marlins 4-3 for their fifth straight victory. The Red Sox combined it on a five-hitter, and they beat the Tampa Bay Rays last night, 4-0. The Giants beat the Brewers 5-1. They moved into a first-place tie. And the A's defeated the Tigers 8-6. Taking a look at the standings as they are now, in the American League East, Tampa Bay is 6.5 games in front of the Yankees. The Yankees are a game and a half in front of the Red Sox. Tampa Bay, the Yankees, and the Red Sox have the first and the two playoff positions right now. The Red Sox are tied, I do believe, with Oakland. In the Central, the Chicago White Sox now have a 9.5 game lead over Cleveland. In the AL West, Houston with a 4.5 game lead over Oakland. And in the National League, Atlanta has a 2-game lead over Philadelphia, a 5-game lead over the Mets. In the Central, Milwaukee has a 10-game lead over Cincinnati. And in the West, the Dodgers and San Francisco are dead even, 85-49. And they're both 13.5 games up in the wild card, and 15 over San Diego, who is in third place. So that is how baseball looks this morning, anyway. In other sports news, let's see if there's anything else. Ben Simmons no longer wants to play with the Philadelphia 76ers. In hockey, Canada won its first world title since 2012. They defeat the champion United States team 3-2 on an overtime goal. All right. That's in women's hockey. What else? Not much else. Not much else. Just strolling through here. There's kind of a quiet time now. That's all I have on sports. That's it. Mike will hopefully phone in his picks for the races today up at Saratoga. We'll check in with Pat Pagano, get the look at our forecast in a minute.